This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Former Japanese Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone died today at a hospital in Tokyo. He was 101 years old. The office of his son, Hirofumi Nakasone, confirmed the former Japanese leader's death, although the cause was not immediately known. Nakasone was an ardent conservative who worked to forge a strong military alliance with the United States and close ties with the West. A day after the fact, North Korea today confirmed it conducted a successful test of what it called a super-large multiple rocket launcher, perhaps pressure for Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for resuming nuclear talks with the United States, though Pyongyang appears to be insisting on an easing of U.S. economic sanctions. Yesterday's was North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May. The official Korean Central News Agency said Kim Jong-un expressed satisfaction with the results. U.S. President Donald Trump spent 3.5 hours on the ground during a surprise Thanksgiving visit to American troops in Afghanistan. Other than the trip itself, he made some news. We get a report from AP's Ed Donahue.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The president reaffirmed he hopes to reduce the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan to 8,600, but apparently linked further action to a peace deal with the Taliban. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is